Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is the Dave Moore podcast. That is the Emer Shannon. This is the Cathal Minogue. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Oh, Emer, be careful. Cathal might be able to talk to you because you're not dressed appropriately. What's with Emer's hoodie over the shirt? Is that acceptable?
I ain't commenting on a lady's clothes.
What about the CMAT t-shirt under the shirt? Is that okay?
And a bonus oversized denim vintage Levi shirt.
You see?
And plaid pants.
Yeah, but that's all cool.
See, that's it. So it's just a taste thing. Is that what it is? That I offend you?
The hoodie, I have to point out, is purely functional.
The hoodie is a functional hoodie.
No, I get that. Yeah,
it's just a bit nippy in the office at the minute.
Yeah, but the ensemble would be the oversized Levi's vintage shirt.
Yeah, but it's all kind of funky. Like, that's something you'd wear at a gig, but Emer's cool enough to pull it off in work. Maybe it's how you wear it. I don't know.
In case nobody knows why I'm talking about this and nobody knows I'm talking about this, let's have a listen to what Cathal accused me of. I have to say, I feel attacked. Cathal Minogue just started pointing his phone at me, recording a video, and has then taken photos and is now posting things to Today FM social media, at Today FM.
Yes.
If calling me out. Why are you calling me out, Minogue?
If you can take your phone out and have a look at Today FM's social at the moment, I put it up on the Instagram stories. How this man sitting across from me is dressed today. Now, Dave, I'm all for it with you and your expression of coolness and how you like to just dress and dress, you know, let your kids pick out your clothes. And
I do, yeah. Sometimes.
I'm guessing that they picked out these clothes.
No, they didn't actually. This is all my choice.
I think this is one of the worst you've ever come in. Man.
Okay, you'll have to describe to anybody who can't pull out their phones and check on Instagram, listen to the radio.
So we'll start from the bottom up, okay? Yeah. Because the bottom is standard enough. It's the sneakers. What sneakers are they?
Jordan 3s.
Jordan 3s, of course they are.
Yeah.
You have
combat shorts.
Yeah, combat shorts on. So you're wearing shorts. It is the 16th of October.
Yeah, I'll be wearing them on the 16th of November. Don't you worry.
I wear them in at home, but not in work.
No, I'm wearing them. I'm still on shorts.
And then when it comes to the top, right, you're wearing a t-shirt that says...
Well, it's Ormsby. It's one of my favourite guitar brands.
Okay, there's a lot going on with the t-shirt.
There's a skull
and there's...
flames and...
That's all fine, okay? But I think the worst thing about all this is the t-shirt is over like a long-sleeved top. It's like something you would have worn back in... Like, I probably wore that in primary school in the noughties. Getting dressed. Well, I haven't seen anyone wear a t-shirt over a long-sleeved...
T-shirt over a long-sleeved t-shirt? I wear this all the time.
You've never come into work like that.
I would have it possibly under a hoodie if it was cold. I'd have a hoodie on over. Maybe I didn't take the hoodie off.
Yeah. Because I'm shocked. I was since this morning. Because the second I saw you this morning, I was like, oh, hello, skater boy.
I thought there was something wrong with him, wasn't she? He's been calling me skater boy.
And then the cap backwards and everything is just like.
Look, I'll tell you what. I have been wearing this kind of clothes. Yes, you're right. Since I was a child. I don't see any reason for me to change.
You've gone past it, man.
What? You can't say that.
No, I'm sorry. I hope I don't sound rude, man. I've seen this as your friend, as one of your best friends in the whole wide world. You are gone past
you
wearing those kind of things.
Because of a number, because of an applied number, and time is a construct by humans, by the way.
Don't get into
because
that.
Of a number, you think that I can't, I've gone past the stage where I can wear a t-shirt over a long sleeve t-shirt, a pair of combat shorts and a pair of Jordans and a backwards baseball cap.
More or less, yeah. But like, whatever about your age, like, because I get that, you know what I mean? Just do what you like. But you four kids, man. Does Tracy know you're wearing that?
Yeah, Tracy. In fairness, every now and again, Tracy will look at me and have a little smile. But I think, honestly, I think she smiles and then she kind of like, as in like the state, and then she kind of goes, well, you know, he's happy. Like,
no, I'm always for that as well. I think you've just taken it a step too far this time. Are you in your Busted McFly era?
Oh,
maybe what this
is. Subconsciously, I didn't think about that, but it is a bit Busted. Well, it's a bit Busted. I don't know about McFly.
Yeah,
McFly were a bit kind of preppy, but Busted were a bit more. Yeah. This would be long sleeve t-shirt, white with a black t-shirt over it. Yeah, okay, yeah, maybe it is.
I hope we can still be friends after this. But
listen, Cathal, you just do whatever you need to do to abuse me from a height.
Oh,
I just hope you're happy with yourself.
Just the worst.
I tell you, please do me a favor. Go to at Today FM stories on Instagram. Have a look and tell me, is it okay? Maybe it isn't. I mean, I'm not going to change, but maybe it isn't. You can let me know on 087-4100-12. Or if you've just listened to what Cathal has described, what do you think?
Is it too old?
No, I'll tell you what. This is what sometimes I do think is I have absolutely no intention of ever changing. As in, in 20 years' time, when I'm 80.
No.
No, honestly, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't wear Jordan shorts and a hoodie, because that's all I've worn on my whole life. I'm not going to start changing just because I get a number gets bigger. I'm going to wear it when I'm 80. I'm telling you now.
What?
Yes.
No, you can't.
You now,
there has to be an age limit on certain things.
Carl also put up the hello, fellow. How are you doing, fellow kids? I mean, people stood up for me. That's the most important thing, is that most people think I can do whatever I want. And I genuinely will be doing this until the day I die. There's no way I'm ever going to be a man in a suit. I'm never going to wear a jacket, like a blazer. I'm not going to wear a shirt. I'm not going to wear anything other than shorts or jeans or tracksuit bottoms. There's no age at which point I can see myself ever doing anything other than this.
Do you ever think you'll wear, like, as my dad would call them, slacks and a nice pullover?
No.
I think that's why I can say it to you as well. I suppose deep down, I probably know this too. Like, you know what I mean? I feel, yes. Actually, I felt, so, it was actually easy to tell you.
To tell me. Yeah, that's a good sign of
your attitude.
Relationship. Yeah, that's a good sign, Carl.
I just think, I know your attitude is like, you don't care and you're happy.
I am a man of a certain age. I mean, you can say it or not say it, but I'll be 50 in a few months. And I've dressed like this since I was, I don't know, 13. So like, why when I'm 60 would it be different than when I'm 50? Why when I'm 80 would it be different than when I'm 50? I'm the same.
Were you ever tempted? Ever tempted to just...
Do you know what happened to me? This is honestly what happened to me. I used to think that my job would be like my dad's job. Because I have this thing of you always look up to your dad. And my dad would go out in the morning very early. So I'd be kind of in my mom's bedroom, you know, or my parents' bedroom, whatever, and getting ready and sitting on the edge of the bed and whatever. And my dad would be leaving, super early. Like, he was leaving the house at 7 a.m. or whatever. But I'd see him getting out. And on the sunny days, of course, you remember the sunny days. The sunny days, the sun glinting off his Ford Sierra as he got in and he waved and he drove off to work in a shirt with a tie, carrying his jacket over and hanging it up in the back of the car, whatever. And I suppose I thought to myself, that's me. I'm going to have a job where I wear a suit and drive to work and sell things or do whatever my dad does. I didn't even know what he did. But I thought that's what I would do. And then I remember at one point in college, and I met a bunch of people who had graduated from the course that we had done, and they had done it, and we're a couple of years down the line. And they all came in from work one afternoon to talk to the students, and they were all wearing suits. And I was like, looking in horror, going, this guy's 2 years older than me, and he has to wear a suit. Like, because again, at that time, I was wearing, you know, baggy tracksuit bottoms and a hoodie and whatever.
And also, I think you reach a critical point. I don't, like, this is probably a controversial thing, but bar like weddings. Like, young lads in their 20s going to work, and I used to see it so much more, obviously, like years and years
ago. Of course,
But young lads in their like early 20s going into their big financial job wearing suits just look like they're going to their debs, and they look a bit crap.
Yeah, and I kind of made a vow to myself then that if I could, it wasn't a kind of a, I'll never do this, but if I could never wear a suit, that's what I would do in my life. And here I am working on radio. I could wear, as somebody said on the show, I could wear pajamas to work. So lucky. No, sorry. I'm so lucky. And then I often meet my friends, like bump into them in town and they're wearing suits and they're doing whatever. Or I go to a reunion and they're wearing slacks and boat shoes and polo shirts. And I'm going, oh my God, I'm just in a hoodie and jeans.
You don't care.
Not only that I don't care, and I'm just so glad that this is where I've ended up. Like, I'm sure if I didn't and I wore a suit, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
It keeps me happy. Anyway.
So you never ever VIP Style Awards nominee, no?
Do you know what? I think that's unfair, because I think I have a style. It's just not the one VIP are looking for. They want the suits. They want the designer clothes. They want the... What about the cash?
There's VIP? A difference between fashion and style.
I have neither.
And what I was just about to say. But you don't let the clothes wear you and other things.
You're saying all the right things, Eimear.
I'm being nice to you because I come to work wearing dungarees, so who am I to judge?
Somebody who definitely has style and fashion and grace and a huge talent is the brilliant Cecilia Hearn. An author, yeah, sure. But did you know she also has a forklift driver's license?
Good morning.
Kicking things off with a pretty straightforward question, which is, do you have a forklift driver's license?
I do.
That's so weird. Why does Cecilia Hearn have a forklift driver's license?
Well, why shouldn't I?
Fair.
But first of all, last year.
Yeah.
I went to the warehouse to sign my stock copies, which was one of my favourite things to do.
Okay, so tell everyone what that's about. So you go to literally a book warehouse.
Yeah.
And are there hundreds of thousands of your books there?
not of my books. There are hundreds of thousands of books,
okay.
But then there's big palettes of my books, which is amazing. And I love seeing them like that. And what you do, the idea is that you can sign the stock before they get sent off to the shops.
Okay, right, gotcha.
And so, like, 20 years ago, before health and safety, I was allowed to play on all these fun things like forklifts that were in warehouses. I'm just such a child. Like, I love
I would be
to
with
play.
You, yeah.
So the last year I was there and I said, can I sit in your forklift? And they said, no. Every warehouse was a no. And then the last warehouse was, if you get your license, you can come back. And it was kind of a throwaway comment.
Sure.
But I went and I got my license.
Yes! So how long does it take to get your license?
Well, it depends what forklift you want to be able to.
Right.
So I kind of got a basic pallet license. And it took a day.
And so licensed-wise, you can now go in, and how high can your forklift lift? Like,
see, if I'd stayed longer, I could have gone very high.
Okay.
But I can probably like pick up the pallet and like bring it around the warehouse. And
that's amazing.
Yeah.
And you can drive the forklift.
You have to do a figure of eight forwards.
Okay.
A figure of eight backwards. Then you spend a couple of hours watching really distressing videos about how things can go wrong.
Yes.
And then I do my little test and then I pass.
Well, Carl will tell you, one of my most exciting days of this radio career of mine was in the last year where I went down to Edenderry and I drove JCBs and massive 25-ton diggers.
See,
it was the best day of my life.
Who doesn't want to do that?
No, so good. I didn't even get a license. But anyway, it was amazing.
I like to drive a bus as well.
Yes.
That would be
I have a fantasy where I drive a truck and then I get into the little bed bit and have a kip.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Watching TV and all. I don't know why. Good, we're equally weird. Anyway, that's the most important thing. I would love to be that person, like Cecilia, that goes and does it. Now, I know I do it in terms of, like, I was dragged down, as I said, by Cahill to go and drive diggers. Incredible. Not very well. Slowly. I've flown the simulator with the Irish Air Corps. Like, but she went and got a license.
She must love it.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I used to have to drive a forklift when I was working in Minogue's.
Let me just say, before you even mention another word, I categorically guarantee you've never had a forklift driver's license.
No.
Those were the days, Carl, before health and safety.
Yeah. But it was only just lifting up the pallets out of the truck and then bringing them in. So I had that nailed, right? And then I worked in a place in Dundalk while I was studying called Frank's Carpets.
Yeah.
On the Coles Road in Dundalk. Hey. And they had this forklift, right? But it was only a carpet shop, obviously. And instead of the two forks, they had this connector thing. It was a big, long, like, pole.
Shove into the rolls of carpet.
Oh, that'd be so satisfying.
And I was terrified to use this.
Oh, wow.
Because you're like in a small, like loading area or whatever. But I had to at some stage do it because you'd have some people that would get their, you know, that they'd be waiting on their fitting for a few weeks.
Of course.
So we'd have to store their roll of carpet and you have to cut the carpets and put them up.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was just myself and one of the other lads and he goes, will you put that up there, up onto the thing? So I was terrified now to put this up, right? And even getting the pole into the hole of the carpet is hard. But anyway, it took me about a half an hour. I'd say he was gone on lunch in Everton. I was still, lost the powers when he's reversing out of the thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got it out of loaded up the roll of carpet, and then the next thing is you have to try and reverse to get.
Well, you used to take your arm out
back
of the
out
roll
of the thing
without moving the roll.
Without moving the thing, now and all these they're on all steel shelves or whatever. And anyway, I was doing that, rolled it out, didn't realize that there was a load of pressure on the roll of carpet because it wasn't really lifting; it was heavy, like.
Yeah.
So as it was coming out, it was starting to tear the bit of cardboard, and then it just pinged out. Slapped off the metal, like the metal, the top shelf, the whole thing shook. And all the boys from the shop, the salesmen, they came out and had a look, and I was mortified. I was like, someone else take this off me.
You were one bang away from being starring in a fail video.
Yeah. Where
they all fall down.
That's exactly what I thought was going to happen. It was the slap and then the noise of the whole thing. So whatever about the two forks, imagine one of those big ones. You'd love that though.
I would.
So satisfying. Yeah. Is driving a forklift a bit like, to my mind, it'd be a bit like driving a golf caddy? Or like, you know, those things that they have at festivals and gigs and stuff.
Well, I'll let Carl answer that, but I don't think so.
No, because it's the way the wheels turn.
They turn opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't drive it like that. You have a handle and you kind of spin it around.
See, because it has to be able to maneuver in a way that a golf buggy. A golf buggy has a big turning circle.
I say this
circle.
As though I've driven any of the above or anything. Yeah.
But okay, yeah. A golf buggy, a car, a truck, a bus, anything. They have a big turning circle because they're vehicles, and the only the front wheels turn. I know in some buses and trucks the back wheels turn slightly, but I think in forklifts, and Carl knows this, the wheels can turn. That thing can basically turn
360.
Oh, can do
360.
Like an exorcist's head thing.
Yes.
Because you have to get it like in such tight space as well, like that you maneuver.
Yeah. Oh, that's
I was
fun.
Terrible driver now.
You sound like you did it.
What?
You slammed off a couple of shelving units.
I could have been so close to that being one of those fail videos.
Would have
been
we would have watched it in studio and laughed at them before even knew you.
Amazing. One of the other things we talked about, which absolutely tickled me, was the fact that you are all such big, giant cheaters. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked and appalled and also found it hilarious. After your messages coming in on 087-4100-102 after some cheating allegations in the Men's World Conquer Championships has thrown it into controversy. Although Paddy heard a line I said.
Dave, love the line. I'm not a big fan, but I was fairly good in school. Like as if you could have been a contender, a professional conquer player.
You know I've got what it takes. I had the 8-inch boot lace. I was ready to go. Breed's been on with another question though.
How did they know he had one in his pocket? Did they have to pat him down or did somebody notice? A conqueror-shaped object in his pocket. More interested in that than the actual competition itself.
So what happened was...
I wondered that,
A fella he was playing, I think it was in... I don't know if it was in the final, but it was certainly... Oh, it was in the final, yeah. Suspected foul play because in the gut of the final, he took out his conqueror and he smashed into Alistair Johnson Ferguson's conqueror, which disintegrated in one go, which doesn't happen in conquerors. Nothing smashes in one go. It takes... whack after whack after whack after whack for it to eventually disintegrate. So he was like, he suspected foul play.
Well, maybe Alistair had used that conquer too many times and it was just getting weaker every time.
They searched him and found a steel conquer, Maria.
That he had for good luck / humour purposes.
087-4100-102. Everybody needs to get in touch now and tell me what the story is. Aoife is in Tipperary this morning. Hello, Aoife.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good. What's your cheating admission now? Go on, get it off your chest.
Oh, Dave, it's shameful. We were at my friend's hen party in Killarney.
Yeah.
And everybody had a group. Every group had to go and find each different landmark to get information from, you know, different things or clothes sheets.
Your line's breaking up a little bit there, but hang on. So it's kind of like a treasure hunt. You had to go and find information about landmarks as part of the hen.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Is the line better now?
Yeah. It's a bit better now, yeah.
So every group, our group just took the lazy way out and went to the local pub and ended up like going behind the bar and pulling pints and quizzed the barman.
You quizzed the barman to find out all the information.
And funnily enough, somebody drinking in the pub had a shopping bag, which was on the shopping bag was the answer to one of the questions that we needed.
What was on the shopping bag?
It was like the woolen mills or something along the lines of like some gaming shop or something.
I think that's just clever.
It was what year it was established, and on the shopping bag it said the year that it was established. That's what it was.
Right. Okay. Well, listen. So, yeah. Have you ever told your friends that you were on the hen with that you did this?
Funnily enough, we only told her recently enough, like, and that the hen was like, oh God, 6 or 7 years ago.
Was she okay with it?
Yeah, she was fine. She was just raging that they all actually went around the whole of Killarney getting the answers.
Okay, very good. Right, thanks a million. And you've gotten that off your chest. You can now feel free of your conscience, Aoife.
Yes, I can, Dave.
All right, go on. See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Alma in Dublin 9 says, how come no one has said yet that fella conquered the championship with his steel conquer? Well, Alma, you can write the headlines for the tabloid newspapers. I'll be definitely covering this. Anonymous text says, Dave, I'm very bad. I cheated on my Leaving Cert maths exam.
Ooh.
Sad looking back, but I did it, but secretly proud I got away with it. Another anonymous one says, Dave, I have to get this off my chest. I cheated in the history mock exam. I'm terrible at essays. When I went home for lunch, I wrote the history essay and hid the pages in my A4 copy and then handed it in when the exam was over.
Wow.
Oh, I feel better now, says someone. And someone else says, Dave, you cheated your wife out of a robotic bin present. James in Kilcock. I did. It's a long story. If someone hasn't heard it, I can't possibly go into it now, but I did at one point try to give her a bin, a robotic bin. It didn't ask. Mark Dempsey says, Dave, you don't cheat. Of course you don't. Even in your Ask Dave promo, you say, if I don't know, I'll Google it there. See, if I don't know, I'll Google. Yeah. I'm honest. I wouldn't be like Aoife.
Oh, you're the best boy, Dave.
I'm just shocked at all of you, to be honest with you. One. Barefaced cheating. It's the fact that nobody even wants to hide their names, Marie. Everyone's like, yeah, hi, I'm Rachel. This is what I did.
Myself and my twin sister look very, very alike. So we helped each other in our junior search. She was really good at art. I was really good at maths. So we pretended to be each other to do those exams. And we both got the same result at the end of it.
Oh, my twins will never know that joy. They're so non-identical. It's not funny. And listen, some of this person's even put their initials in their surname. This is A. Shepherd.
Hi guys, when I was in secondary school, it was an all-girls school and we had a horrible school uniform of a blue skirt, like Smurf blue skirt.
Ooh, Smurf blue.
And underneath the skirt was like a blue slip thing that was attached. It was shocking. But all the girls used to write the answers to whatever test we had on the slip of their skirts. And then they'd be there doing their exam or whatever and they'd pull up the material of their skirt and underneath was the slip and all the answers were there.
Oh, I mean, using uniform. It's like you're using what the school has given you against the school.
But how did the parents not see it then? If you're washing the uniform.
Unless you were washing your own uniform, which seems unlikely. Leah?
When I was in primary school, I entered the write a book competition and I won. And we were in Talkers in Naas. I can't remember exactly what I won, but Don Conroy off the Den presented me with like whatever prize. I can't remember what prize it was, but I won. But my dad actually wrote the book and like done all the pictures and got it binded and everything. And I barefaced lied and said it was all me.
Whatever you have to do, it seems. Enda in O'Callaghan's Mills in County Clare. Again, people identify themselves with their own towns, Maria. Did a 10K in Fettard, County Tipperary, 4 laps of the town. Come up to my second lap, I was knackered. I was being lapped by the winners when they're 4th lapped. I was then ushered to the winner's line by a change of barrier across the finishing line in 4th position and won fastest runner-up. He only did 2 laps. And Karen says, oh, Dave, I won my communion dress 30 years ago in a colouring competition, but I'd gotten my older cousin to colour the picture for me. I was beautiful in my dress and I don't regret it. That's what I'm seeing. Nobody regrets anything.
There you are. I mean, listen, you can slag me for all the clothes you want, but I wasn't the one cheating on my exams in school.
Yeah, I got here by my own merits.
I actually wouldn't have cheated in my exams either. I actually wouldn't have been that brave back in school
to cheat.
I was just terrified of getting caught.
I was always a good boy. I just was a good boy.
I know I said I did it that one time and I got caught.
Oh, here she is.
I did it.
She's forklift reversing away from it.
I'm going to spin around in my chair here.
Right, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12, Today FM. Thanks for listening to the podcast. See you.
Good.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.